I'm here in San Diego because I come out here to train during the off season. Every off season with my boy Micah. Me and Micah, you know, we was good friends in college. But man, we had so many funny stories of us being on the field.
Man, come on, man, give me a little handshake, bro. You know what I'm saying?
My first time being here by myself was a rookie off season. Fell in love with it, so that's what brings me out here. So today, I'm gonna take y'all to the gym called Victory. Basically, it's a boxing gym, MMA gym, and I like to go out there to train a little different than just football. I started doing the little MMA training last off season, and definitely had a good time. I think that's just where it started, and this is the gym right here. The reason why I love fighter training is because it works the little muscles that you don't work playing football. And I feel like that put me to an advantage because I'm not doing the usual thing that everybody else is doing. I'm kind of doing something different that can put me on edge or give me a step closer to making a play that most guys are not capable of making, you know, just because you're working certain muscles. So that's the reason why I do this type of training. First workout I did, the next day I was like, I'm sore in different spots that I'm usually not sore in. And, you know, for me, that was a positive because I was, you know, in football, I wasn't really working those muscles. And now, you know, being sore in those different places, I'm like, you know what? I think I need to get better in this area. I think I need to work out these muscles more. So just having a season that I had, I'm like, okay, if I had a breakout season or, you know, I had a good season individually, then I may need to try to do the same routine that I did. So me coming back my second year of doing this type of training, you know, I just think it helps me out. Last year was my first time being able to, you know, start a full season. It was a knock on me coming to the year. Like, I don't know if he can, you know, stop the run. I don't know if he's big enough. He should just come in on pass situations because I did struggle with the run in my first 2 years. And when I found out, like, you know, that was kind of my knock on me, you know, he's not big enough, he can't stop the run, this and that. You know, I was telling myself, well, this upcoming year, my third year, you know, I don't want to be that guy. So I'm going to prove to certain people, I'm going to prove to everybody that I can, you know, stop the run. I can be the all-over linebacker. And this is what I did, man. I just grinded. I'm still making strides. Like, I'm not the player I want to be yet. You know, I'm still learning. I'm only going to year four, so I still have a ton of football ahead of me. So that's just going to keep pushing me to become the best player I can become. That's just really my work ethic, is just going into somewhere, just always trying to prove somebody wrong or, you know, just prove a point. And that's what really, like, drives me and, you know, make me into the player I am.
Lock him up, Strip. We're playing!
So Greg Williams, I call him G-Dubs. He's like a big ball of energy, man. And he, like, everybody in the room just knows, like, how passionate he is about the game. And he brings out the best in you. But he's going to be fair with everyone. And that's something that you can respect. It's like a rookie come in and look at me like, oh, well, how am I supposed to compete when, you know, he's been here, he's got pay and this and that. It's like, no, like, you have the same equal opportunity. You don't ever feel like you're at a disadvantage. You're like, man, I need to work my butt off because Greg is going to put the best player on the field. Hugh Jackson, like, he's a coach that you want to play for. I'm all for Hugh. You know, I'll go to battle with Hugh any day. And with the season that we had last year, you can just tell that He was extremely upset about how the season was going, but he stayed the same person. You know, he stayed the same Hugh from when I first met him to the end of the season. And, you know, when you have a coach like that, you can respect it, and it make you want to go out there and play even harder and, you know, win ball games for him because, you know, he always come in the facility, man, with a smile on his face, you know, and I knew that he was coming back. I'm like, I'm signing. You know, I'm staying in Cleveland, you know. I respect Hugh and I respect Greg Williams and, you know, Jimmy and D. Haslam. You know, I respect those people.
Where's my man Kirko? Come break this group.
Let's go, Kirko! Hello. Family on three. 1, 2, 3.
Family!
It's a different feel when you get to your second contract because you're like, okay, it's a smaller percentage of guys getting a second contract than it is of guys actually getting drafted to go to the league. So it's just a different feeling. And I just put everything with my agent. I said, you know what? I don't want to worry about contract things. I don't worry about none of that. I just want to play football, and I just want to work hard. And, I'm trying to make something special happen this season.
Hey, man, let's take care of each other. Let's compete now. Let's compete. Let's go to win.
When my agent called me and, he told me the news, I just remember I was like, man, like I'm 24 years old, about to sign my second contract. You know, it's very rare that a person can get to a contract that early. You know, I was in year three, the end of year three, being a one-year starter. It just goes to show you that the Browns have a lot of faith in me. And I told them, I was like, I don't want it to get released out into the press until I call my mom. So then when I called my mom, I just remember she was just yelling in my ear to where I had to like draw back the phone like this. And you know, she was just like, oh, I'm so proud of you, blah, blah, blah. And you know, she was getting emotional and things like that. And I just remember just like man, it's a great feeling. Obviously my family is like so proud of me and things like that, but I was so speechless. And I was a little bit emotional, a little bit just cause you know, everything with my mom, my dad, things like that. It just really wanted to make me like work even harder. And you know, I immediately thought like, man, I just want to continue to take care of my mom, you know, take care of my family. I'm really in a position to do that. And it's still somewhat surreal. I just can't thank the Browns enough for, you know, just giving me the opportunity to continue to showcase my talent. You know, it's just a dream come true.